How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Free Table Gamers. I'm your host Colin, here with Ashton.
Hey guys, how you doing this week?
Alright, got a whole new slate of different topics, so let's go ahead and get into them. Echoes of Wisdom got a new gameplay trailer.
Yeah, so I watched it even before I knew it was going to be a topic, and it was a good trailer. It's just they made it seem like a tour of Hyrule, so it showed you the different regions of the other places of Hyrule, like Gerudo Town and like Zora. It's not really Zora's domain since there's both kinds of Zoras in this game, but it says, we're less than 2 months away from the launch of The Legend of Zelda, Echoes of Wisdom, Nintendo's first Zelda game that stars the princess herself, and Nintendo just dropped a new 6-minute Echoes of Wisdom trailer detailing settlements around Hyrule and Zelda's wild new bind ability that looks like her version of Link's Ultra Hand power from The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. Much like the world of Hyrule, the footage was stuffed with secrets and question-raising mysteries. Okay, go ahead. It says, Bind is Zelda's version of Ultra Hand, and it looks crazy to this, obviously their opinion. But it says, Nintendo revealed a major expansion of Zelda's abilities and Echoes of Wisdom with the new Bind power. With Bind, Zelda can latch onto any object in the world and make it follow her movements. We see Zelda use this on a giant boulder, a treasure chest, and even her own echoes. She even uses Bind on enemies to toss them off giant cliffs. Similarly, Zelda can use Reverse Bond. And this person said, I couldn't tell you why it's not called Reverse Bind, but it's Reverse Bond. To follow an object's movement herself. We saw Zelda fly by using reverse bond on a bird echo, scale a wall with a spider echo, and travel across a pit by using it on a moving platform above her. And then this just goes on to say, does Echoes of Wisdom have dungeons? Nintendo hasn't explicitly told us that Echoes of Wisdom's Hyrule has dungeons for us to explore and conquer. But the new trailer offers a few hints that the franchise's classic labyrinths are present, at least in some capacity. When Zelda is speaking to a sea Zora, you can spot an underwater entrance to what could be a dungeon, complete with an insignia that resembles the goddess Nehru's symbol. Nehru is the goddess of wisdom, and given that wisdom is this game's core theme, maybe the dungeon or shrines are called Trials of Wisdom, or something to that effect. Later in the trailer, when Nintendo is detailing the Bind ability, Zelda is in a room that really gives off strong dungeon vibes as she needs to move a giant boulder to step on a switch that will open a closed door. This definitely indicates that some sort of dungeon-like structure exists in Echoes of Wisdom, but that's full-fledged dungeons seen in top-down Zelda games like A Link to the Past and A Link Between Worlds, or the more bite-sized shrine approach from Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom remains to be seen. So, we just got a couple new abilities in that trailer, and then just got a tour of Hyrule.
Yeah, I don't know. I forgot about Ultra Hand existing, because I didn't go through and get on the thing. I just wrote down stuff that I got from the actual trailer itself. But, I compared Bind and Magnesis, but not on metal, but like I said, I completely forgot
Ultra Hand
existed, because obviously Magnesis was Breath of the Wild's version of it, but it was only metal. So Ultra Hand does make more sense.
But
in this one, there's going to be the Gerudo Desert. There's going to be the, like you said, basically Zora's domain, but it's not really, because You got,
I forget what they called it. They had a name for it, but I couldn't remember what they called it.
But you got the sea and rivers were, which, like I said, it.
That's cool that they're both in one game, but I'm sure there's a reason for that, and we'll find out when we play the game.
Oh, yeah. Especially since it says, you know, they're arguing about something.
Yeah, you can see that they're feuding about something in the trailer. Actually, both trailers, I think.
Yeah. Which, what, so technically the Sea Zora would be what Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom Zora are. And then the River Zora would be what, the, like, the original game.
The evil Zoras. Like the ones in the original Legend of Zelda that throw the fireballs or whatever at you.
Yeah. And then they changed Death Mountain to Elden Volcano, region-wise.
Which, don't really know. Which, it is Elden region in, like, Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom, so they kind of go hand-in-hand, Elden Volcano and... Like, Elden Volcano is inside Death Mountain, I guess. Like, they're called both in different games.
And then you got the Faerun Wetlands.
Yeah.
And then the trailer shows multiple horses, because the first horse you ride kind of looks like Epona, then the other one looks like Zelda's horse.
Yeah.
What would you consider, like I said, Tears of the Kingdom anyways. Or even Breath of the Wild. The smoothie shops are a new addition, but I think that's basically their version of, like, the cookie pots.
Yeah. Like, you make different elixirs, kind of.
Yeah.
And then they had different outfits and stuff for Zelda as well.
Yeah. And then, like I said, I already talked about the bindability on the thing, because it was almost at the very end of the trailer. And then the riffs, I think, are going to play the dungeon roles for the game.
Oh, maybe.
Because at the very end, you see her jumping into a rift.
Yeah, it's possible.
So, like I said, well, like how you were saying, it seemed like you've seen a water temples type of situation on the actual overworld map where the Zora were. But like I said, at the very end, you're jumping into a rift. So it's possible that you got to jump into the rift to go face Ganon at that point. Or it could be a, which at that point it technically would be a dungeon roll, because you would face Ganon, especially if it is a traditional Labyrinth style.
You know, before I even seen this article, I hadn't even thought about if this game would have dungeons. I just assumed that it would, because it's a 2D Zelda. Like, I hadn't even put any thought into it. I just assumed that it was a given, because, yeah, it's an open world kind of 2D Zelda game, but I figured there would definitely be some dungeons to go through of some sort.
Yeah, because, I mean, obviously it's going to be the newest one in the series. I think it's going to be a Oracle of Ages and Oracle of Seasons situation. Like, I think this one will be more puzzle-based opposed to actual combat-based.
Oh, definitely. You can definitely tell that by the trailers, just from the different echoes, solving puzzles and getting from one place to another is going to be unique per player too.
Oh yeah. It's going to be like a Tears of the Kingdom in that situation. Like, there's no one right way to solve a riddle or dungeon area.
Right. Yeah. And this article said that they didn't know if it was going to be like dungeons, like the old style dungeons, or more like shrines, but I don't think it's going to be like shrines, because
no.
I don't know how, I don't think that would work as well in a 2D game.
No, that and how limited it is comparing to, because compared to the Tears of the Kingdom Breath of the Wild, it's a linear based game, even though it is technically open world.
Right. And they did show that there are going to be warp points too, to travel across the map a little faster.
Which, like any Zelda game, it's a pretty much must. Obviously, the older Zeldas had limited capability.
Right. Yeah, definitely need it, and especially open world Zelda games, and this is definitely looking like an open world 2D Zelda game, so.
It'd be nice if they made a nod to Link's Awakening, just because design-wise, but that could just be the way they go in the future for 2D Zelda games graphic.
Yeah, and I'm happy that they're making this game, and I'm really excited for it. I pre-ordered it yesterday, actually. But I'm still waiting on the Oracle games to get a remake in this art style. I'm hoping that they do that.
They definitely go for all the older Zelda titles like that.
Yeah, definitely. Even, yeah, the original. And I know a lot of people are waiting on A Link to the Past, because that's a lot of people's first and favorite Zelda game is A Link to the Past. A lot of people are waiting on a remake for that.
Like I said, they could even pull Zelda 2 off that way. I mean, it would work in that style.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fix a lot of the issues that they had with the original game, and there was a lot of issues with that game.
Or they could even technically turn it into this style and not be a side-scroller.
Oh, they definitely could. Yeah. But the reason I say Oracle games is because they made Link's Awakening remake in this art style, and the Oracle games were also released on the Game Boy, so they're the closest in graphics anyway.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are just assuming that we'll get the Oracle games in this art style eventually.
Yeah, it'll definitely be nice, but we'll see what Nintendo does.
Because I've beat Oracle of Ages. I haven't even started Oracle Seasons yet.
Because technically this is them going out of their comfort zone too, because they're doing something that's not Link related.
True, and a lot of people just assumed that they weren't going to do 2D Zelda period anymore, since Tears of the Kingdom and Breath of the Wild type games take so long to develop. They just assumed that they weren't going to do 2D anymore. Me, myself, I thought that, you know, we wouldn't get one for a while, but we'd get one. I'm happy we're getting one sooner than later. Because this is the first one since 2013 that's not a remake.
As you say, that's new.
Yeah. And it's the first one since 2019. Yeah. Since the remake of Link's Awakening.
Yeah, because I'm about in that same boat. It seems about, you know, every 7-8 years, or basically console generation, you should get a new 3D's title, and then get about every 5-6 years, get a new 2D title.
Yeah.
Or, like I said, they can get ballsy and go for remakes, and people would pay $60 even for Zelda 1 if they remade it like his style.
I definitely would. Just a modern Legends, because I've never beat the first one. Like, I've played it, but I've never actually beat it, and maybe a more modern style would be, I'd be more apt to actually want to beat it.
Because even in that, you know, even in the original, they could put save points in that style game, and then that would make life easier on everybody, which is sometimes a barrier for people to play the older games.
Right, like, and a lot of people don't play emulators to have those save states. So they're just stuck on original hardware, or don't want to use save states because they want to feel, play like the original, you know, didn't have save states. So me, if I have save states and I want to use them, I'm going to use them just to make my life easier.
Going on with, well, kind of more older news, but it's definitely new and updated. Santa Monica Studio is potentially getting a new IP.
So, Santa Monica Studio, known for God of War, is seemingly working on a new IP. A former employee's return to Santa Monica Studio suggests a focus on creating something entirely new and separate from existing franchises. Details remain scarce regarding the studio's move towards a new IP. And then it says they are working on a brand new IP, according to a former employee. This would mark the first time Santa Monica Studio has worked on an IP other than God of War in an official capacity since 2005, when that series first debuted. Santa Monica Studios started off slowly, with its first game, Kinetica, being an early title for the PlayStation 2 before it became known for the action-adventure series God of War, on which it has worked ever since. While the studio has courted new IPs in recent years, with one seemingly being an open-world sci-fi adventure game, the God of War developers seem to finally be making the commitment and developing something entirely original. Since 2005, they've been stuck making God of War. That's crazy. Been almost 20 years on the same IP.
I mean, that makes sense why they're usually such good games when they do come out.
Definitely, yeah. Which, sometimes to get good games, that's just what you gotta do. You gotta stick one company on that, because they, like, Retro Studios make the Metroid Prime games.
Yeah.
They made 1, 2, and 3. Nintendo started making 4 by themselves. They didn't like the product, so they brought back Retro Studios to make 4. That's why development restarted, and we just now heard about it a couple months ago. It's first time since 2017. So, like I said, the original developers are just the best ones to make the games. They know how they're supposed to be. They pay them more attention to detail and everything. So, not a problem with Santa Monica being God of War since 2005. That's just a long time to be working on one thing.
Yeah, which, I mean, I guess it goes along with all the layoffs that's happening too, because if you're laying off different studios, you're going to have other studios to pick up the slack.
Right.
Which, of course, minus like the Horizon series, I can't. Most PlayStation exclusives are hack and slash based to an extent. I know I was talking about that with you and Rowland earlier, because you got, you know, Spider-Man games, those are basically hack and slash.
Yeah.
Even though you're not technically slashing, you're, you know, fighting, but it's still the same style of game.
Right.
But you got, like I said, I still haven't played the Horizon games, I need to. But those ones definitely aren't hack and slash based. Or,
no, you know, they're more adventure, definitely stealth games.
Then obviously you got like MLB The Show, but I'm just naming off, you know, recent PlayStation exclusives that have came out.
Yeah.
So the fact that Santa Monica have been so driven with God of War, it's hard to tell what they would actually do that's just not a repeat of some sort from what PlayStation Studios already does.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
Like Last of Us, obviously, too, for the other exclusives.
Right, right. Which, it's not a hack and slash either, but, you know, most PlayStation games are hack and slash at in some capacity, like you said. I don't know. I have no idea what they could be working on. And I've never even heard of their first game, Kinetica.
Yeah.
Never even heard of it. So I don't even know what it's about. But obviously they struck gold with God of War 2005.
Or they could even be bringing that back, that concept.
Yeah, they could. I'm not exactly sure what it is.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
All right. Sticking with God of War, Ragnarok PC port got its size released.
See, God of War Ragnarok is coming to PC later this year, next month actually, on the 19th, and players will need a considerable amount of disk space for Norse Epic. PlayStation gamers gave God of War Ragnarok rave reviews when it first launched in late 2022, praising it for its refined gameplay, impressive graphics, and emotional plot that saw Kratos and Atreus challenge the gods of Asgard while uncovering their destinies. Following rumors, Sony announced that a PC version of Ragnarok was finally coming on September 19th during a PlayStation State of Play livestream back in May. The previous God of War game was 70GB on PC, itself much higher than the nearly 45GB PS4 version. God of War Ragnarok's beefier file size on PC could be the result of improved graphics, which Santa Monica Studios says will bring players closer than ever to the action thanks to higher resolutions and smoother frame rates. God of War Ragnarok was already a massive and technically demanding game on the PlayStation 5, and PC owners will need to clear up roughly 106 gigabytes of storage space if they plan on picking up the upcoming port on September 19th. So,
5 gigabytes.
Yeah. Definitely. And then...
But you know, PC can't handle what PlayStation can handle.
Oh, no.
Even though the PS definitely version not is only 84 gigabytes for PS5.
Yeah. So this said 106. That's probably just the base game, because the spec sheet that I talked about with you and Rylan earlier, with the minimum graphics and everything for Ragnarok, yeah, it's saying at least 190 gigabytes on a solid state drive. So that's 106 probably base game, 190 with updates, patches, and everything to get you going.
And then what you said, this one, you actually had to like have 16 gigabytes of RAM too for to run it? Or recommended?
Recommended, yeah. So minimum is, let me pull it back up. Minimum is 8 gigabytes of RAM. Recommended is 16, all the way to ultra being 16.
Yeah, that's still.
But minimum with 8 gigabytes of RAM, that's 1080p at 30 frames per second. So if you want to run 60 frames per second, you're going to have to get 16 gigabytes of RAM.
Yeah. You don't maybe, you don't want to be running that game at 30 frames per second.
No, no.
I mean, especially if it's anything like the first game.
Right, yeah.
Well, God of War 2018, I shouldn't say the first game, not the 2005 game that we were talking about in the last topic.
So. Yeah. That one, you might be able to run at 30 frames. I still wouldn't recommend it, though, the 2005 version.
Yeah, I might be a little too fast for it.
Yeah, so it's going to be a big game. 106 base game, 190 after everything gets you going. Going to have to free up some disk space when you're, some of your
partitions. My partition drives. Yeah. That partition drive always gives me issues.
Like I said, I don't know why they partitioned a 1 terabyte hard drive, because it's just one hard drive, one NVMe drive, but they did it for some reason.
They say, hopefully, by the time it comes out, I can have the other one beat and prestiged in Modern Warfare 3. That way I can delete both of those, free up space for it, have it beat by the time Black Ops 6 comes out, delete it. That way I just have space for Black Ops 6 when it comes out.
I haven't seen how big Ragnarok is, like story-wise, because like I said, I beat God of War 2018 in 16 hours. And so I'm not sure how big the story is in Ragnarok.
Yeah, I would assume it would be bigger or about the same.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say.
And that's pretty much just you sticking to the main quest line too, wasn't it? That's not doing extra achievements.
Yeah, that's without, that's just doing the story itself, not trying to 100% or anything. Which, I mean, Ragnarok could be bigger because it was made for the PlayStation 5. Like, it came out on PS4 also, but it was kind of like a Breath of the Wild situation there. Kind of just ported over to the PS4, so it could be a little bit longer since it was had PlayStation 5 in mind.
Yeah. I mean, definitely graphically anyway, it's going to be better. But.
Yeah, that's the main reason why it's bigger, is just better graphics. And I mean, you've seen God of War 2018 on PC. It looks really, really good on ultra settings.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I can only imagine, especially with taking up a lot more gigabytes, it should be that much more graphically inclined and, like I said, story-based too.
Yeah, because, I mean, just having it on 1080p, because that's all my monitor is 1080p, so I don't go up higher than that. 1080p ultra settings, it just looks amazing on PC.
This kind of point was to make it any higher than 1080p if you were thing when we run 1080p.
Right, yeah, because you won't see it, and it'll just make your PC run harder.
I know I just mentioned in the last topic a little bit, but Black Ops 6 zombie trailer got released.
Yeah, so I watched it a little bit. The one I seen, it just had a guy talking about different modes, and they said that they're bringing back some of the older style zombies, like the round base instead of like the open world. But which is, I didn't play the open world zombies, but I think round base makes more sense for zombies. But
oh yeah, especially if that's how it's always been per se. Which I don't think I played a zombies map since Black Ops 3, maybe. I don't think I played in a while. I don't even think I played zombies on Black Ops 4.
I did, but I don't even remember. It must not have been very good, or I'd remembered more.
Did Infinite Warfare come out before or after Black Ops 4?
Before.
Core. Okay. Then it may have been Infinite Warfare, but then one I played a lot, because I don't remember buying Black Ops 4 at all.
Yeah, I got Black Ops 4. It wasn't the greatest. I didn't care a whole lot for the multiplayer. And I don't remember the zombies, so it must not have been great either. Cold War, I didn't play zombies on it. The multiplayer is really good on Cold War, but I didn't play zombies.
Yeah, but it seems like there's going to be like a Mangler zombie. They're bringing back Gobblegum, which I think got introduced in Black Ops 3.
Yep. And that was a good addition, I thought, in Black Ops 3. It just gave you extra abilities and perks, I guess. And yeah, it was a cool concept.
Which the perk machines are back too, which obviously that'll be next topic for spoiler for you guys, which we'll go ahead and basically hop into it. But I believe in the trailer you also seen like a power armor thing and then spider zombies too.
Yeah.
So instead of hellhounds, they got spider zombies now.
Kind of, not exactly, but kind of reminds you of the monkeys, like in if you got behind the bus in transit or something, like jump on your back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But anyways, on to this last topic for Call of Duty Zombies. They have confirmed 8 perks.
Yeah, so like constant.
Perk machines.
You'll have the original ones, like, I don't have the list here, but it's like Double Tap Root Beer, Juggernaut, Quick Revive, Tombstone or whatever. There's a bunch of them. But it says Call of Duty Black Ops 6 Zombies will introduce a new perk called Melee Macchiato, likely buffing players' melee abilities. Treyarch appears to be giving melee weapons a new significance in Black Ops 6, diverging from traditional high-round strategies. New content in Black Ops 6, including the return of Theater Mode and Classic Prestige, promises an exciting gameplay experience. Like I said, a new perk has been confirmed, Call of Duty Black Ops 6 Zombies, joining the series' iconic selection of powerful gameplay-enhancing concoctions. The next iteration of the Call of Duty Zombies saga continues with Treyarch's highly anticipated Black Ops 6, which introduces fans to a whole new crew and several new locations to explore, along with a recently announced new perk that seems to buff melee weapons. Yeah, so I'm not reading the rest of that. But, Melee Macchiato is a new perk, plus all the other perks that were in the game before.
So, I did get the list, and okay. Surprisingly enough, Double Tap Root Beer and Tombstone, neither one of them made that list.
Really? What 8 are there?
So you got Juggernog,
okay.
Quick Revive,
mm-hmm.
Speed Cola, yeah, Stamina Up, PhD Flopper. Don't know what that one is.
I don't know what that one is.
Deadshot Daiquiri, and Elemental Pop, and then the Melee Macchiato.
So no Those Double Tap or Tombstone.
No Double Tap or Tombstone.
Double Tap's like the most iconic one.
I figured Juggernaut would have been the most iconic one.
No, if not, for me, if not Double Tap, definitely Quick Revive would be, but
I think that's what Speed Cola is now. It's supposed to be Double Tap.
Well, Speedy Cola was in Black Ops 2 also.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. Maybe it's the Deadshot one, then, because that would add a more deadly shot.
Maybe, but that's retarded.
And I believe I've seen that you just don't pack a punch once anymore. You can pack a punch 3 times.
Okay.
Yeah, one for a 5,000, one for a 10,000, and one for a 15,000. Which is definitely a new concept in itself as well. If that is, wound up being the case. Because that wasn't part of the trailer at all. This is just people going on. Because at this point, if you go online, you can actually see gameplay trailers where they let people, you know, actually test the games and stuff, and they've posted it online.
Yeah, and there's been a leak because people hacked a PS4 and was able to access the multiplayer, and the campaign and leak a bunch of footage and stuff too. So there's a bunch of leaks, spoilers and stuff online for Black Ops 6 right now.
I'm definitely ready to play some zombies again, though.
Yeah, and I don't know how true it is. They said that maybe later on they'll come out with some older zombies maps, like remade ones. Like, because remember when Black Ops 3 released, they had the Zombies Chronicles. They released a couple new older maps, like Dereez from Black Ops 1 and stuff like that. So some people are saying...
I said, yeah, I remember they released it.
Yeah, so some people are saying that they'll be coming out with Zombie Chronicles 2 and maybe re-release Transit, but I don't know how true that is.
Transit, Die Rise, I mean, that would be pretty cool if they brought like Black Ops 2 maps in general.
They should at least bring back Town, because that's the best one.
Yeah.
Farm wasn't bad, but...
So technically, if you get Transit, you're technically getting all three of those maps in one anyway.
Yeah, but you're moving around.
Yeah. I mean, I don't guess you have to. Well, once you get to the set of locations anyways.
Yeah.
Technically, you never have to leave Town in the first place. If that's your thing with it, but you would have to leave to get to the other two. Farm and... What was the other one?
Bus Depot.
So it is Bus Depot. So yeah, you would have to leave to get to Town anyways.
Yeah, because you start out at the Bus Depot.
Yeah. But that's all the time we have for today, guys. Thank you for watching or listening. Follow our socials at TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Discord. We got merch on Redbubble. Listen to us wherever you get your podcast. I think that's about it.
Yep. All right. Well, appreciate you guys for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Later, guys.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.